This reading was developed by the Center for Clinical Interventions, taken from the Helping Yourself workbook, Perfectionism in Perspective, module number one, titled What is Perfectionism? Introduction. Perfectionism is often mistaken for being perfect or doing something perfectly. Many people assume that it must be a good thing. Other people think of being a perfectionist as being something negative and embarrassing. So is it a good or bad thing? Perfectionism involves putting pressure on ourselves to meet high standards, which then powerfully influences the way we think about ourselves. Researchers have shown that parts of perfectionism are helpful and parts are unhelpful. We're here to help you identify and work on the unhelpful parts, so that you get satisfaction from your achievements and lead a more fulfilling life. This will involve setting appropriate goals and standards for yourself, making it more likely you'll achieve your goals and experience a sense of fulfillment, rather than feeling frustrated and blaming yourself all the time for not getting things perfect. The modules in this information pack are to help you put your perfectionism in perspective. There's a big difference between the healthy and unhelpful pursuit of excellence and the unhealthy and unhelpful striving for perfection. In this module, we will define perfectionism, identifying both the helpful and the unhelpful aspects of being a perfectionist, and identifying in what ways you might be a perfectionist. And one last thing before we get started, don't try to complete the modules in this information pack perfectly. What is perfectionism? Perfectionism is not necessarily about being perfect. Ask yourself this question. Is it ever really possible to be 100% perfect? So, if it's not about being perfect, then what do we mean when we say someone is a perfectionist? Researchers in the field may not be able to agree on the perfect definition, but we will be using the following definition of perfectionism, which has three key parts. 1. Relentless striving for extremely high standards for yourself and or others, that are personally demanding in the context of the individual. Typically, to an outsider, the standards are considered to be unreasonable given the circumstances. We will be referring to this throughout the information pack as unrelenting standards. 2, judging your self-worth based largely on your ability to strive for and achieve such unrelenting standards. 3, experiencing negative consequences of setting such demanding standards, yet continuing to go for them despite the huge cost to you. We would agree that it is generally a good idea to have high standards. Having goals helps you achieve things in life, but when these goals are either unachievable or only achievable at great costs, it makes it very difficult to feel good about yourself. This is when perfectionism can be problematic. To help make sense of all this, let's describe two perfectionists. We will be following their stories throughout these modules, so stay tuned. Peter, 46, has owned a car repair shop for the last 5 years. He works very hard at his job, takes great pride in the work he does, and receives good feedback from his customers. When Peter is servicing a car, he works through a list of tasks, and after completing each task, he checks it over 3 times to make sure he has done it properly. He has also asked his mechanic to check his work so that he can be sure it has been done properly. His mechanic has questioned the need for further checking and has pointed out that other repair shops work much faster. But checking through like this reassures Peter that he has done a good job and that his customers will be happy. His motto is, "A good job is worth spending time over." Peter's approach to his work is very time-consuming. This means he can only book in a few cars each day, and he has to turn customers away. He is, in fact, so busy that he has not had time to sort out his paperwork since he opened the business. He has been afraid to start, as he knew there was so much to catch up on. Recently, Peter had to bring in an accountant, and last week the accountant told him that the business owed money and he needed to get more customers. Polly, 19, is a member of the state basketball team. Basketball takes up a large part of Polly's life, though she balances this with her university studies. Polly is very passionate about basketball and takes it very seriously. She trains daily and maintains a strict diet to keep herself fit and healthy, and doubles her training in the days leading up to a game, when other team members continue to socialize. Even when Polly's team wins, she tends to be self-critical, thinking of the goals she failed to score, and she makes a vow to score more goals next game. When her team loses, she becomes very frustrated and will often criticize other team members as well as criticizing her own performance, including her weight and fitness. After a loss, she doubles her training regimen in the following week and maintains an even stricter diet, cutting out all fats. Recently, Polly has lost confidence in her teammates and has taken on total responsibility for scoring goals. Her coach pulled her aside recently and told her to change her attitude or she would be dropped from the team. What's good about being a perfectionist? Many people think perfectionism as something positive and often visualize a high achiever. This is because they usually think of it as pursuing excellence or having high standards. That's right. When people pursue excellence or set high standards, they put in a lot of effort and challenge themselves. In this way, they learn new skills and tend to achieve good results. We understand that people have good reason for being perfectionists, and here are some of the reasons they give. I like to do things well. I get pleasure out of achieving what others can't do. It makes me feel special. I like to go to bed leaving no tasks undone. I get satisfaction knowing I've tried my hardest. I like being top of the class. I like being efficient. I like being organized. I like being prepared for every event. I never lose anything because I'm so well organized. What positive qualities do you associate with perfectionism? What are some of the advantages of setting such high standards? How might being a perfectionist be helpful to you? Think about it for a moment and jot down some thoughts. Feel free to pause this recording to complete the activity on the paper handout provided. What's so bad about being a perfectionist? As we've pointed out, we believe that having high standards and goals helps us achieve things in life, but sometimes these standards get in the way of our happiness. Let's look at Peter and Polly again. Are Peter and Polly's high standards healthy and helpful? Peter only thinks he has done a good job with a car if he completes his checklist, checks over each task on the checklist 3 times, and then asks a coworker to check his work. Polly always expects her basketball team to win, and when they don't, she ends up criticizing herself and other team members. She endures stricter practice and diet regimens in the following weeks, and her place on the team is at risk. Sometimes the drive to do well can actually impair performance. What a strange idea that having high standards and working very hard to maintain these standards can actually make things worse. This is the paradox of perfectionism. Now let's make sure we are clear. Without any standards, people generally achieve less. So having standards is not a bad thing. But remember, there is a big difference between the healthy and helpful pursuit of excellence and the unhealthy and unhelpful striving for perfection. So what do we think is unhelpful and unhealthy about perfectionism? Let's go back to our definition on page 2. The first part refers to the relentless striving for self-imposed, personally demanding standards. The words used here already give you a hint of why perfectionism might be unhealthy. If you have set extremely high standards for yourself and you keep pushing yourself towards reaching them, what kind of pressure are you putting on yourself? It is likely that you would constantly be feeling on edge, tense, stressed out. What's more, being a perfectionist is not just about doing your best, but doing even better than before, and often pursuing a higher level of performance than you can reach, which leaves you feeling that even your best efforts aren't enough. This excessive drive to excel is self-defeating as it leaves you little chance of meeting your goals and feeling good about yourself. The second part of the definition refers to judging your self-worth based on your ability to achieve. It is like putting all your eggs in one basket. This makes you particularly vulnerable as not reaching the standards you set for yourself, which may be unachievable, results in you feeling like a failure. If achievement wasn't so important to you, to how you judge yourself, then maybe not reaching that high standard wouldn't be so bad. And making a mistake or slipping up occasionally, which everyone does, would be acceptable. The third part of the definition refers to the enormous cost to being a perfectionist. Pursuing these personally demanding standards can have a significant impact on your well-being and can lead to social isolation, frustration, worry, depression, eating disorders, relationship difficulties, obsessive-compulsive symptoms, repeated checking of work, excessive time taken to complete tasks, insomnia, procrastination, poor health, and a persistent sense of failure. When you put all these parts of perfectionism together, they become an unhealthy combination. Perfectionism has its problems. Here are some of the negatives that perfectionists give. I have no free time. No achievement is ever enough. I blame myself if things aren't done just right. I can't stand it when other people don't do things my way. I don't trust others to do as good a job as I do, so I end up doing it all. I have to go over my work many times until it's acceptable to me. I have to do more and more in order to feel accepted by others. I'm so afraid of failing that I never get started. What negative qualities do you associate with perfectionism? What are some of the disadvantages of setting such unrelenting standards? How might being a perfectionist be unhelpful to you? Think about it for a moment and jot down some thoughts. Feel free to pause this recording to complete the activity on the paper handout provided. Am I a perfectionist? Let's find out if perfectionism is an issue for you. Here are a few statements for you to consider. Feel free to pause the recording to complete the activity on the paper handout provided. If you have answered most of the questions above with true or somewhat true, then perfectionism might be something you want to work on. If you haven't answered true or somewhat true, you may still want to stay with us as you might learn some skills that could be useful in the future. When am I a perfectionist? Being a perfectionist doesn't necessarily mean you have unrelenting high standards in every area of your life, although this may be the case for some people. It is possible to be a perfectionist in one area of your life, for example, at work, but not in another area of your life, for example, grooming. Peter doesn't mind when he gets to work and realizes his t-shirt is inside out, but he does mind when he realizes his tools are out of place at the garage. Polly doesn't mind so much when her studies don't go very well, but when training doesn't go well, she ends up having a terrible day. Let's have a look at the activities in your life where you tend to be a perfectionist. Tick any box below if you notice that you set particularly high standards for yourself in that area of your life and feel upset if you don't meet those standards. Feel free to pause the recording to complete the activity located on the paper handout provided. You have now identified some areas of your life in which perfectionism may be a problem. Identify the one that causes you the most grief, distress, negative consequences, and problems in your life, and write it in the box below. For example, Peter would choose work, and Polly would choose health, fitness. After completing that, answer the question, what problems result from my perfectionism in this area? Feel free to pause this recording to complete the activity on the paper handout provided. How am I a perfectionist? Now let's consider how perfectionism affects the way you behave. For example, Peter repeatedly checked his work and Polly had difficulty delegating tasks to her teammates. In this section, we identify your perfectionism behaviors. Overleaf are some examples of common types of perfectionism behaviors. Tick the ones that seem relevant to you. Feel free to pause the recording to complete the perfectionism behaviors worksheet located on page 7 of the paper handout provided. It is important to become aware of the perfectionism behaviors because they can affect your mood, your relationships, and the way you see yourself. So next time you notice yourself doing one of those above activities, ask yourself, am I doing this because of my unrelenting high standards? If the answer is yes, then keep reading. In Module 5, we will be discussing practical strategies to reduce perfectionism behaviors. What's next? If you've made it this far, then it is likely you are thinking that perfectionism might be a problem for you. If you're open to the idea of setting more flexible and achievable standards, we encourage you to take this journey through all our modules. Our aim is that you will come away with an ability to set balanced and healthy standards for yourself, and that perfectionism will have less of a negative impact on your life. You might find that it gets a little tough at times, but we encourage you to stay with it and keep working towards your goal of being less perfectionistic. How to use these modules. We believe that these information packs could be beneficial to anyone who would like to address difficulties they are having with setting unrelenting high standards for themselves. When using self-help material, some people might want to skip sections or complete sections in a different order. The modules in this information pack have been designed to be completed in the order they appear. They will be most helpful to you if you work through them in sequence, finishing each module before moving on to the next one in the series. By doing this, you will maximize the benefits you might receive from working through this information pack. The following modules make up this information pack. Module 2, Understanding Perfectionism. Module 3, What Keeps Perfectionism Going. Module 4, Changing Perfectionism. Module 5, Reducing My Perfectionism Behaviors. Module 6, Challenging My Perfectionistic Thinking. Module 7, Adjusting Unhelpful Rules and Assumptions. Module 8, Reevaluating the Importance of Achieving. Module 9, Putting It All Together. Module Summary. Perfectionism is not about being perfect. Perfectionism involves a relentless pursuit of personally demanding standards and basing your self-worth on this pursuit, which results in a huge cost to your well-being. Problematic perfectionism can be distinguished from high standards by the negative impact it has on your life, for example, in relationships, work, or your self-esteem. Perfectionism can be present in one or several different areas of your life. There are several perfectionism behaviors that are common to perfectionists. It is useful to identify areas in your life where perfectionism might be a problem for you. What have I learned in this module? Think about what you have learned in this module and any useful bits of information, tips, or strategies that you want to remember. Write them down below so you can refer to them later. Feel free to pause this recording to complete the activity in the paper handout provided. Think about how you might use the information you have just learned. Write down some ways in which you could make use of this information. Feel free to pause the recording to complete the activity in the paper handout provided. Coming up, in Module 2, Understanding Perfectionism, you will learn about rules for living and how you might have developed perfectionism.